Please raise your hand if you have a pet. Okay. Okay, what kind of pet do you have, Jacob? You have frogs. Okay, and what do you have? You have a dog, and what do you have? A fish. Well, I think my children's sermon is only going to work because you have a dog. Because, I don't know, do fish and frogs come to you if you call their name? They don't? Do they come to you if you tap on the glass? No? That your fish do? Do they come to you when you feed them? Yeah. What about your dog? What's your dog's name?
Luna.
Luna. So what is it? When you call Luna's name, does she come?
Well, we call her Fuzzy Wuzzy.
You call her what?
Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Well, that's confusing. If her name is Luna, but you call her Fuzzy Wuzzy? So if you say Fuzzy Wuzzy, she'll come. But if you say Luna? She's not used to it, so if I came to your house and said, Luna, come here, she'd look at me really weird because she wouldn't know my voice and I'm not using the right name. But if you say, Fuzzy Wuzzy, come here, you know her name and she knows your voice, right? Okay. Wow. Yes, Uza. Oh, well, you'll have to report back to us, Jacob. How long have you had? Uza's comment is if you care for a frog long enough, it might come to know to recognize your voice. How long have you had your frog?
Like, since second grade.
Oh, that's a long time. What's the frog's name? Frog? You don't have a name for it? Okay, his name is Frog, but you call him Jumpy? Slimy?
Frog.
What are the fishes? What do you call your fish?
Oh
my gosh, what is it with your family? What are you? Son two and son one? Three. Son two and son three? You gotta name your pets. When I was little, we had frogs and fish and we called them all Fred. So that was just as confusing when everyone had the same name. Well, my children's sermon is all about when someone knows you and loves you, when they call you by name, you listen. So Jesus is also called the Good Shepherd. And our gospel story today is how if you're a good shepherd, you take really good care of the people that you're responsible for and you call their name, they'll listen. So if Jesus calls our names, we'll listen because we know his voice and we know he loves us. Just like fish, frog, and Fuzzy Wuzzy. Yes, Uza. That's an excellent question. What does Jesus' voice sound like? We don't know, because he didn't have recording things to record voices, but what would you think Jesus' voice would sound like? Like a wise man. Excellent. What's another characteristic of Jesus that you might pick up in his voice?
Like strong.
Strong, okay. Wise and strong. And what's another thing you might pick up in Jesus' voice? Yes, Uza? Okay, a male voice that's wise and strong. But what is another characteristic of Jesus as the good shepherd? Anybody else? A kind voice. Excellent. Okay. Please stand up, Uza. So that was a kind and strong voice. Please sit down, Uza. That's another, see? So you can be kind and strong at the same time. Because I didn't yell at you. I didn't call you a name. Yeah, you got it? I think you got it. Okay, so let's gather around and say a prayer. Thanking God. Or does anyone feel called to pray today, thanking God for knowing us and knowing our names and caring for us? You think you can do a prayer today? Okay. Let's get together. Oops. Okay.
Dear God, please bless us so we will know when you call us. Amen.
What do we say at the end of a prayer?
Amen.
Well, thank you, Uzzah. That was great. Why don't you guys take these with you? And here, there's one for each of you. They're pictures of good shepherds. All right, thanks, guys.